between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When we were born into this natural world, follow me. Because we're going to talk about the blood. See, because DNA is carried in the blood. At a forensic crime scene, if they can find a trace of blood, they got you. You can be in Mexico. They know who you are, what color your eyes are, your fingerprints, all in the blood. Now, with man, natural man, the two strands of DNA, 23 chromosomes from mom, 23 chromosomes from dad. But what science has discovered, and only God gives this type of knowledge, science has discovered that there's something that holds all the genes in that together. They've discovered it. They term it a white light. Stay with me. A little white light. Now, in, like, here's the genes, the 23 chromosomes, but in the middle is what they call a little white light that holds everything together. Now, I'm going to take you a little further. See, faith cometh by hearing, but when you hear the word of God, you got to have faith. Don't filter it through your reasoning. I do challenge you, when you go home, be like the Bereans and study. Ask God, and don't just read, you know, informally. Read and then ask God, Lord, give me grace to understand this. Open these scriptures up to me. Cause me to understand and to embrace what your spirit is saying through the life of your word. And not just read through something. No, read something and then prayerfully ask God to help you. That's where you find things unfolding to you. The white light that scientists have discovered. Now, I'm really about to draw a line here. When they find it and they examine it in someone who's a believer versus someone who's not a believer, they find that the one that is a believer, the white light operates differently. This is science that has discovered biblical principle. Science has always been way behind, but God is allowing knowledge to be increased. So that there, see, some things you don't even have to believe for now because it's proven. It's known fact. But in the life of the unbeliever, the white light doesn't hold everything together. That's why dead men walking or unbelievers, their lives don't glorify God. They often miss purpose. They're in the web of the world and influenced or programmed by language and by frequencies of the world and never really come into their own. How many people are so miserable in their life right now just trying to make it? Versus this side where the believer is, where God brings order to their life. You could be working a janitorial job, which is nothing wrong with it, just pushing the broom, but be full of the joy of the Lord. Content with life. You don't need a whole bunch of things to make you happy because you got it on the inside. Everything is making sense to you. You understand life. You enjoy life. You're kind to people. Amen. All this stuff is full. Because why? That white light. That believer has joined everything. Life has meaning. Not just this human life, but the purpose for which God created you for. Your life doesn't consist in the abundance of things you possess. It consists in God. Oh, if we could ever really get that. Your sole prospers as you live in God, not as you read books. Educate yourself. Read books. Leaders are readers. But it's mere information if it's not cloaked in the presence of God. Do you know, and let me say, this is not, I don't mean to sound harsh here and that, but you know, anyone that's really truly not saved, and I'm not being critical or judgmental, but they crazy. Now, when I say that, they can be carrying PhDs, doctorates, have all kind of information, understand how to do heart transplants and everything else, but they're still crazy because they lack the mind of Christ. They lack their eternal purpose, and they are dead men walking. Amen. I mean, that's how abruptly we draw the line. Ain't no in between. Is you is or is you ain't. Ain't no maybes or one day. Is you is or is you ain't. That's what it is. Either you are or you're not. That's the truth of the gospel. Now, the white light that's in the midst of the chromosomes, that the chromosomes, listen to me closely. Stay with me. We're getting there. Yeah, we're going to get there shortly. The white light. Now, your chromosomes are here. Mama's chromosomes, daddy's chromosomes, that are determining your body type, skin color, hair color, eye color, all that, nose, everything. That's determining that. But the white light that's in the midst of it has its own program. Yeah, nothing to do with the color of your eyes in that sense. No, that's left to the chromosomes of your parents. Amen. The white light has another program. Amen. Are you with me? Yes. Okay. Now, when Adam fell, the DNA that was a threefold became twofold. He lost God's DNA. And now it was just human DNA. And it's caused all the havoc and the turmoil and the fear and the strife in the world today is stemming from that fall. He lost that DNA. But when Jesus came to the planet, and see, God couldn't entrust this to a man. He did it himself. Do you know Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world? Help us, Holy Spirit. See, he was slain just like he knew you before he created anything. He was slain before anything was created. When they nailed him on that cross, they were just doing what had been foreordained already. It wasn't anything that they did themselves. No, it was God's plan before time began to send his son. As a matter of fact, had we not sinned, had Adam not even sinned, Jesus still would have come. Before sin, Jesus would come every day and talk with Adam. Why? Putting nature in Adam. Navigating through, amen, time in the garden. Instructing him, inspiring him, building a nature in him. So even if man had not sinned, the plan was for Adam to extend everything throughout the universe. Let me get you a little glimpse into eternity. Do you know there'll be some in that day that'll be rulers over planets, while some will still be in a classroom learning, depending upon how you have yielded yourself to the Spirit of God in your life on this planet. Some, he will say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter the joy of the Lord. And some are going to get in by the skin of their teeth. They're going to be saved by fire, and everything they did is going to go up in fire and smoke. But they're going to be there. And they're going to be students having to learn the ways of heaven, the ways of life. Heaven is an extension of this life. As a matter of fact, in heaven, there's nothing hidden. You can be walking the streets of heaven and see the Apostle Paul, and without a word, you'll know that's Paul. And if Brother Willie makes it, and he's I got to get these demons. I mean, these deacons, you know. If Brother Willie makes it there, Paul will know that's Brother Willie. They won't have to communicate anything. They'll know. Because in heaven, nothing's hidden. You'll know as you are known. There's no shade, no shadows. Everything's in the open. That's what we're coming to. See, when you walk by your spirit, there's very little that gets past you. You may not be able to define it. It may not even be your warfare or your battle, but you recognize. Not only demonic spirits, but you recognize angelic spirits that are sent alongside you to strengthen you. Time to time, God will give you a glimpse. You may see their forearm. You may see something glittering on their chest. But they're there. And they're there for you. They are ministering spirits. Hebrews 1:14. For are not they ministering spirits sent to minister for them that are heirs of salvation? We, the church, and this is an indictment against us. Church for decades have gone after money. Lust in the pulpits. Greed. Alcohol. All kind of foolishness. Allowing the devil to steal our identity. And we become nominal and even despised in the eyes of the world. Church, if that's church, I don't want it. That's why some people on your job won't come to church. Because they see how you handle things. Or the lack of your handling things on your job. They say, if that's church, I don't want it. Sorry. I got enough trouble of my own. I don't need that. But see, we have to understand this day and time, this is church unusual. We are the church, not just this meeting. We are the church, and we are carrying an identity. Tell somebody, everywhere you go, you got to represent. Don't you know, gangs have adopted that everywhere. I remember back in the day when we were out in the world, going to parties and that. And we were in a neighborhood where it was three different gangs with the Blackstone Rangers, the Disciples, and the Black Panthers. But the Blackstone Rangers were the ones. And at every party, anytime one of them came in, they had to represent. Everywhere they go, they was representing. In the store, you see them in the store, they representing. Everywhere they go, they was, and they were proud of it. But they were representing. But how often does the church not represent God? And allow yourself to be programmed by language and by frequencies in the world.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.